Hi there guys, welcome back to Sterling's Global for another quality video. Today's topic is about top 10 reasons why HMRC might knock on your door for tax investigation. Number 6 on my list is high risk industries. Look, what is e-commerce? E-commerce is any business, either it's a product based or service based, operating on the internet electronically, receiving payments electronically. That's what e-commerce is. Any transaction going through electronically, like a checkout or maybe a payment process, a merchant online, from a click of a button or from your email or a website or like a shopping cart, doesn't matter. That transaction is classed as e-commerce, and we are the e-commerce specialist in that sense. So business is operating on the e-commerce side of things, doing such as business such as like gambling or maybe adult entertainment or cryptocurrency, they also fall within the e-commerce industry. If you think your business is within those criteria and you have got very big investment into cryptocurrency, or maybe you are running casino, or you've got some sort of investment in gambling which falls within your business criteria, as well as if you're in the adult industry, which is basically a high risk niche for tax evasion, you are at the risk of being investigated. So what we needed to do is to make sure you follow the previous tips or the actual transaction things we have done so far in this video. Ensure that you properly file all your taxes or have the right tax specialist in your organization to advise you properly. Now, a lot of times when it comes to gambling or cryptocurrency or maybe actual adult industry, depending on the actual revenue, it may require auditing. And the auditing can go in both ways, and by an internal auditor as well as external auditor. Okay, so usually if you go past 12 and a half million or so and you've got around 20, 30, 50 staff, you might be falling under the criteria of auditing. So what you need to ensure that actually all transactions are reported correctly, and if you're in the high risk industry, always be ready, be prepared, there will be to answer to HMRC on all occasions, because you're under the radar for HMRC as a high risk niche, and they will knock at your door at some point, either sooner or later. So ensure to have everything ready. The accounts and bookkeepings are done on a daily basis, all the financials and management reports done on a monthly basis, and all VAT reports are sorted out on a quarterly basis as required, and keep a backup of the data in multiple places for up to last 6 years. So if they ever want to go back, they can see it. You are at high risk. They will go through everything. You need to keep everything as part of your evidence. I trust you running legitimately, even the actual niche is not within the actual criteria of the traditional business format, but you can run it without any errors if you do follow the actual process that we've given you so far. Number 7 on my list is offshore transactions. Now, offshore transactions or having offshore entities is a very risky one for somebody who is a UK resident. So you always need to make sure you speak to a cross-border specialist. Now, if you do have a multi-business setup, as in like a holding company and subsidiary company setup, you need a transfer pricing specialist as well as cross-border specialist who knows the tax in both ways. So wherever the company or the subsidiary company is based abroad, they need to know the taxation regulations of that company, as well as you need to know the actual taxation regulation of this country and the holding company they're operating. Now, nowadays, okay, if I should jump over a little bit, nowadays the offshore transactions such as like sending money to China to buy products is quite common, okay? But if your business is not falling within the traditional criteria, you're risking investigation by sending money abroad straight away. It's simply because the nature of your business goes by the SIC code, which is a SIC code, when you register in HMRC or company's house as a business. They already know the nature of the business. And by the time you have the transactions coming in or you have got some reports sent to HMRC, they see the pattern, they can determine what type of business are you. So if you have some offshore activities, suddenly money going into millions or into like hundreds of thousands, somewhere not recommended, such as like could be red flagged offshore location, and I don't want to name any of those. So if the transactions are going over there, HMRC will get a trigger. They will straight away knock at your door to investigate the business. So be very careful and make sure you understand transfer pricing legislation, as well as the PE, which is the permanent entity legislation. Also, you do understand the cross-border regulation. Also, you do understand the corporation tax liabilities for those cross-border income or transactions coming through your UK limited company or your personal self-assessment. Number 8 on my list is employee classification. Now, employee classification is classed as who is working for you and under what type of payroll or payment category. So if somebody is actually self-employed but they actually work for you, you need to understand that you will have to pay the right amount according to the invoices they are raising for your business, right? But if you're doing that purposely while they should be employed to avoid the actual employer's NI and some other PAYE taxes, that's a fraud and that's against their HMRC policies. Make sure you always employ people based on the right category of salary as well, and you are always meeting the minimum wage rate in the UK at the current tax year. You do not want to pay anything under, and if you're paying over, that's fine, but do not try to be over smarting the system by employing them on self-employment basis while they actually should be on an employment basis under the payroll. Okay, so let's move to the next one. Now, failure to registering business can trigger the actual system as well. So if you're running a business, but you're not declaring or registering yourself as self-employed or limited company, you're a high-risk individual as a UK resident. So think about this. If you've got lots of cash coming from somewhere, you have to declare to HMRC. You cannot keep the cash just to him. Obviously, it's got its own risk as well. You'd have to deposit it in a bank. And if the cash keeps going consistently in the bank, HMRC is going to know at some point this person's got so much cash going in into the actual bank account. They're at the same time getting universal credit. They're also not declaring the actual working pattern where they're working or anything like that. What's going on? So obviously that's more of a common sense. The HMRC is going to trigger the system, come and investigate you. Look, if you're making money from any sort of business or advisory or anything like that, do register yourself. If you do think that being registered as a limited company is going to be too much for you at the beginning, then focus on registering yourself as a self-employed individual, because that will then avoid you being on the radar, and you can just do the tax return by speaking to an accountant on a yearly basis on the self-employment category. But on the self-employment bit, if you do go past the threshold of 84k and you have met that VAT threshold, you also have to ensure that you are VAT registered. But if you think you're making this kind of money, there's no point being self-employed anymore. It's time to move to a limited company. But that's another tax advice for another day. For this video, I want to make sure that you understand that you do register yourself with HMRC. Do not put yourself in the radar. They will shut you down forever. You'll be on their blacklist forever. They will put you on the news. They'll also stop lots of different benefits, and they'll cut out lots of different advantages that you might have in future. They'll take you to the court. You could get imprisonment. Lastly, just not worth it for a few quid, guys. Just work a few extra hours and put more dedication towards your business. If you think this income at this level where you are at the moment, after paying tax, you don't have much, you're dropping in here, then raise your income, okay? Then drop to the level after paying tax where you're satisfied at. But don't just avoid tax or create any sort of like fraudulent transactions in your business or in your life to be under the radar of being investigated. It's not a good feeling. We've seen people, they don't like it, they regret it. So stop it if you're thinking, do not practice this kind of matters in your business or in your lifestyle. Now think about all the time and effort you have put towards the business. You've got families, you've got children, you've got a spouse relying on you. They look up to you, not for a father or for an individual to go and mess it up, be imprisoned or go under the investigation for some sort of fraud. It doesn't look good for you. Your reputation is going to be damaged, as well as at the same time, you're going to be on the radar for HMRC, always looking at the back. Unless you go fully legit within the books, you'll never be happy. Least but last, and the most important one that comes into my list, is that whistleblowers. It's good to be good to everybody. It's good to be friend with everybody. And it's good to be nice to everybody, right? So it's simply because you could have somebody who doesn't personally like you, or has got something against you, calling HMRC and misreporting you on the things that you haven't done. Now, your business could be operating 100% legitimately, but somebody could be reporting to HMRC that you are a potential fraud or you are evading tax in the UK for your such and such businesses. And that's a straightaway trigger in their system, and that falls you under the radar of HMRC investigation. You don't want to upset anybody. Be nice to everybody. When in business, you're meant to be a professional. Be professional with people, okay? And be nice to people so you don't create enemies that you don't need. You'd rather be at peace and make sure you run your business smoothly without the disruption that you need. By that, I don't mean you're avoiding to declare all your transactions by day. So don't misquote me on that, okay? You need to ensure at the same time you're keeping your records up to date and declaring all your income and expenses according to the HMRC policies set out or a tax advisor is advising you how to operate that business in terms of being tax efficient. So whistleblower is another reason why people get investigated. That was it, guys, and I hope this has helped and you become more careful in operating the business. Go and do some training for your staff or look at the actual gaps that you're missing out to fix those issues and take the actions and let me know which part of the actual topics that you like the most. Put a comment below and we will reply to you to engage on your comment. And if you would like us to create another video on another topic, let us know. We'll be more than happy to do that for you. So thank you very much. Don't forget to like, subscribe and share the video if you have enjoyed it. All the best.